Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, finishing out the week on a Friday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, got the busy throat, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Yes, yes, Ammunition Depot. 27,000 square feet. With 50, at least 50 million rounds on hand at any given time. The constant ebb and flow of ammunition coming in and ammunition coming out. 20 calibers in handgun, 22 in rifle. Depth of selection you've never seen before in your life. Prices that are insane. Check them out. AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by my old boss, Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. We're going to talk, you know, Gun Owners of America takes a different look at everything. Nobody, very few people talk about, one, what immigration amnesty would do to the Second Amendment. I talked about it. They talk about it. Now we're going to talk, he's going to come in about what the fast track authority would do if Obama got it and what he could do to the Second Amendment with it. And I'll let him tell the story when he gets in. That's next hour. And just as an FYI, Monday, everybody has, I think everybody that listens to me in the chat room is probably going to be grilling. So I will be grilling, so Monday will be a rebroadcast. Everybody have a very good Memorial Day. Find a veteran and thank him. And if you are a veteran, brother, sister, happy Memorial Day. This latest fight in Washington, D.C. over carrying a gun, this is going to have long-reaching ramifications. And I believe the people in New York City are probably watching this one with a little bit of sweat going down his spine. This is on the question of whether the District of Columbia can require residents applying for a pistol permit to show good reason, which is what they have in New York City. And in, I don't know about the rest of New York State, but I know they have that in New York City. U.S. District Judge Frederick J. Scullin had the short answer for that. He struck down the requirement that gun permit applicants provide a good reason to own a firearm, and he set an aggressive schedule to speedily resolve the granting of a permit to plaintiffs. They have had a very long time to begin with. This is not something new. This has been going on for quite some time. It's not yet clear whether D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier is going to appeal the court ruling, but this is going to have echoes. It's going to echo across the country. And it's going to echo in places like New York and the entire state of New Jersey and in Maryland and other cities that require showing of need to carry a pistol. And there should be no wonder. I mean, this is a devastating loss for the District of Columbia and their anti-gun, we're special policy. The Washington Post claims this thrust them into a national battle. And that could very well be coming to, if you live in a gun-free zone or in a very restrictive state or something, this could be coming to you, to a place near you. City strict laws governing the residents, their ability to carry a concealed gun in New York City would be vulnerable to the same constitutional objection as the D.C. gun laws. The precedent will be set. Oh, my. If Skelton's judgment were imposed on New York either by a higher court or Congress, it would render unenforceable their demand that permit applicants show a good reason, which is, you know, supposedly a, you know, what's a good reason to want to defend yourself besides wanting to defend yourself? And that's all you should have. It's a big deal because this good reason hurdle was being used by these municipalities to evade the Bill of Rights. How would you like it if you had to show good reason before you were allowed to pray in public? How would you like to have to show good reason to be able to be allowed to speak on a street corner or read a newspaper? Or how would you like to have a need for a good reason to demand a search warrant or to remain silent when you're arrested? All of that's protected under the Bill of Rights. No questions asked. It gets violated and it gets slapped around very often. What seems to have set Judge Skelton off is a local law that says that the police chief may issue a permit to carry a gun if the applicant has good reason to fear injury to his or her person or property, or has any other proper reason for carrying a pistol. Washington, D.C. requires the showing of actual death threats and complaints to the police. Living in a high-crime area isn't enough. And this is what law says. Permit applicants have to allege in writing serious threats of death or bodily harm. There are no such conditions attached to the Second Amendment. Skelton correctly concluded that the District of Columbia had failed to demonstrate that there is a relationship, let alone a tight fit, between public safety and the good reason requirement. Therefore, he reckoned their good reason requirement runs afoul of the Second Amendment. He's blocked the city from enforcing its handgun law and set an expedited schedule to resolve outstanding details. When a judge gets out there and starts setting schedules like this, this indicates that this judge is getting tired of local officials trying to resist several Supreme Court decisions on the Second Amendment. The Heller case, for example, established the right to keep and bear arms as an individual right, not that of a militia. Heller, though, was also a case from Washington, D.C., which is governed ultimately by Congress, not the mayor, not the police chief. A second landmark decision, known as the McDonald versus Chicago, required states to obey the Second Amendment. This is going to be the final nail in the coffin. Can this pattern be repeated in this case that's just been decided? It may be that the local authorities won't appeal less, you know, they, you know, if they appeal it, they'll be setting, there's a good possibility they will set an action. It's also possible to imagine that Congress will wake up to what's happening in its own backyard. Could Congress pass a law and turn the tables on their very liberal, very anti-rights local authority? These laws, known as shall-issue laws, remove the burden of the permit applicant to show why he needs to carry a gun. It would put the burden on the authorities to show why not. This is the rules of a free society. Government has to show, not you. We are the government. It takes us back to a very basic premise. And this is an irony for New York. The most progressive state is one of the most regressive when it comes to the Second Amendment, and it's a far cry from New York's roots. The state ratified the Constitution only on the condition that it would protect the right to bear arms. It carefully marked the condition in a famous statement put out in Poughkeepsie at the time the Constitution was ratified. It asserted that the people have the right to keep and bear arms. It said nothing about them having to show a good reason. So, New Jersey, people of New Jersey, people of New York City, everybody in Maryland, Baltimore especially, watch this case closely. All of you people that sit around and want to just simply defend yourselves, watch this case closely. And then, if the occasion comes up, maybe press it. Maybe press it. I think it's funny. I'm sorry. I just think it's funny. For everybody that's out there thinking that they're coming for the guns, nah, not quite yet. Not quite yet. Yes, they're trying everything they possibly can, and they're losing. And all of this stuff, all this unmasking is good for us. It's excellent. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Americans honor their war dead every year on Memorial Day, the last Monday in May of each year, with a special remembrance and celebration, with flowers on the graves of our fallen heroes. Guns80.com is offering a very special price on an AR-15 kit with an aluminum lower and two 30-round magazines for only $450 for Memorial Day. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80. Go now.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Very shortly, I'm going to be taking the EBR out. I'm going to take the M14 out, so I've got to order some ammo from them here very shortly. And when I do, that'll be my first range day post-op. So we'll see how that goes. Hopefully everything stays together like my chest. I'll be very happy if that happens. Ammunition Depot, they'll have the ammunition I need. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, I've been covering the gun scene now diligently for 3 years, and I have seen the upsurge since then. Of course, we had the big upsurge post Sandy Hook off of Joe Biden getting out there saying we're going to do what we can without Congress. And what we saw out of that was, except in certain areas where we saw some slight depressions, and I mean, there's guys out there would say, slight, Bill, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, just stay with me for a second here, fellas and ladies. We saw a gigantic surge in sales of everything in 2013. I bought nothing in 2013. I did not buy a gun, a bullet, a holster. I didn't buy anything in 2013 just because it was so crazy. Since then, the new normal for the level of gun sales and everything that goes along with them, all of the accessories and everything that goes with them, has settled at a new high, at a new median level. There's more people ever than ever before buying guns and using guns, and you know, you've got 6 permitless carry states right now that are fully ratified. You've got 2 that have passed it and been vetoed. You've got here in South Carolina, it's been passed in the House. The new normal is becoming less and less restrictive and more permissive, which it, you know, that's the worst word to use when it comes to gun rights, but We're shaping the politicians the way they need to be shaped, which is the way it should be. I know we elect a politician to get him to, you know, he gets out there and says, well, in office I will do this, 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 and this. Well, you got to make him do all that stuff, folks. He's not just going to go up there. Power is very seductive. You've got to keep bringing him back to the ground, bringing him back to the ground. He's got to have a little string, a little leash on his ankle, pulling him back, bam. So we've got to shape them. They have to be malleable. The shooting sports industry is bigger now than it has ever been. There's more competitions. There's more age groups competing. There hasn't been this expected surge that came out of Sandy Hook and then a crash that everybody expected post-Sandy Hook. There was a tremendous surge, but everything's remained near peak levels. And what do we know beyond this? Apparently, across the board, record-setting sales surge. Because, after all, supporters of gun control are attempting to claim that while sales are up, gun ownership is actually down. Yes, I talked about this yesterday, and this is the reason I continue to talk about this is it's just ridiculous, because there are people out there that will believe what they see about gun. Well, you know, not many people. Crime is going down, and there are fewer people than ever that have guns. That's the new narrative they're trying to push. We don't need guns because crime's going down. See? Now, we do know that the number of women shooting has more than doubled in the decade from 2001 to 2011. And there is a good reason to believe that the number of women picking up guns today has only accelerated in the past 4 years since then. We know that the wider culture is much more respecting of the Second Amendment. In minority communities, the number of black Americans who agreed with the statement gun ownership does more to protect people than endanger personal safety is at 54%. That's nearly double what it was in 2012. We're seeing the number of indoor and outdoor ranges, both public and private, growing to meet the demand for more firing line space. It's becoming a social, recreational thing. We're seeing a new kind of range being developed to cater to emerging, upwardly mobile urban shooting markets. The Guntry Club. They're popping up all over the place. I talked about those yesterday. Firearm instruction is beginning to see some growth, finally. Concealed carry courses, basic gun safety, and basic handgun courses are among the most popular. But there's also some growth in the more advanced courses, everything from defensive handgun training to carbine, or if you want to say the modern sporting rifle. I say personal defense weapon. I do not intend to use my AR-15s as a sporting weapon. When I was in the military and they made me run around, as soon as I decided that it was going to become an optional thing, I made it optional, okay? So I'm not, sport is not part of it for me. Self-defense is. The new boutique thing coming up is tactical team training. And this is a hundreds of thousands of dollars industry that's, we're going to start seeing people pony up to take classes with their friends and families and prepper groups to form fire teams and even rifle squads capable of executing light infantry maneuvers. This is not rocket science. After all, fire maneuver is about the same as it was during the time of Alexander the Great. The well-regulated militia, and that is a militia in proper working order, that's the regulated part, okay, is alive and well and growing in the United States as all the arms and ammunition and accoutrements of the modern militiaman continue to sell to ever larger numbers of citizens. And yet, in their spasms of death, we see them still clinging to their, bitterly clinging to their religion. And that is the General Social Survey, which is the only document I am aware of that tries to attempt to assert against all available data that the number of gun owners in the United States is somehow declining. Gun decline cultist Jan Hogan of the Las Vegas Review-Journal is just one example of a journalist attempting to use the GSS to hold on to the faith that gun ownership is declining. By the way, the General Social Survey, this comes out of the University of Chicago, and, you know, it's, you know, think of where it comes from. I believe it gets a lot of funding from the Joyce Foundation, where Valerie Jarrett used to sit on a regular basis, Barack Obama used to sit on a regular basis. So, we're not declining. There's more homes that have guns in them than ever before. There's no such thing as a smaller group of people contracting but buying all this stuff. There's, you know, I know people that are well-to-do that can't buy all this stuff. So the GSS, that's simply not credible, folks. Anybody, don't believe it. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. income taxes collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. If they have it on the website, that means it's in stock. If it's in stock, you can order as much of it as you want until they say stop. That's pretty good. With that depth. And then if you ordered everything they've got at one thing, maybe you could switch to something close to it. They have so many similar, similar flavors, different name brands there to choose from. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You want to know, in Waco, Texas, and they're still using this. Here's what tickles me about this. In Waco, Texas, you want to know one thing. Well, actually, two things. You want to know two things that the bikers didn't do prior to their little shoot fest they had, which was one shot fired, by the way, according to what I've read from the police reports, one shot. Prior to that, there was nobody open carrying a firearm, and there was nobody worried about a background check. Some of the stuff that they actually confiscated from them, you don't go through background checks for. But the gun control supporters are trying to be yoga masters. Yoga masters. They're trying to condemn open carry legislation that's about to land on newly elected Governor Greg Abbott's desk. Shannon Watts is doing her best to link everything to it. It's, it's futile. Angela Turner, she said open carry makes that kind of thing more dangerous because they don't like guns. But there weren't any firearms open carried at the Twin Peaks restaurants. There were police units, including SWAT, on the perimeter of the restaurant, and they would have arrested any unlawful open carriers on site before the incident began. The firearms and the chains and the knives and the clubs and other weapons, hundreds in all, were all hidden. But here's what you get. if you look at some of the things in the video footage. 2 minutes after the shootout begins, video footage described by the AP shows the cops entering the restaurant with assault rifles at the ready. And if they had full selector switches, that's exactly what they are. Bikers lying down on the floor with their hands spread. But as some bikers were cooperating with the cops, it seems others were busy stashing their weapons, according to a police officer named Sergeant Swanton. He said his officers found guns, knives, clubs, and chains with locks on them. For added impact, stuffed into seat cushions, stashed inside stoves, and wedged between bags of flour inside Twin Peaks. In the parking lot, they discovered an AK-47 inside of a car and some military-grade body armor. The cops seized at least 118 handguns and 157 knives connected to the confrontation. Surveillance footage indicates or suggests that just three people in view of the camera inside the restaurant pulled guns when the melee began, and only one fired a shot. None of the weapons at the scene were believed to have been open carried, not a single one. Now, Governor Greg Abbott has already pledged to sign the open carry legislation, and he doesn't find the desperate, twisted demands of the gun control cultists to be convincing. He said, "The shootout occurred when we don't have open carry, so obviously the current laws didn't stop anything like that." which is, you know, just the truth. Supporters of gun control have seized upon the words of a local law enforcement officer who stated that the presence of open carriers might have made separating threats from non-threats more difficult, except they weren't there. There were none there. He isn't wrong about that. Seeing someone with a visible weapon doesn't identify that person as someone with the capability of being dangerous. That's just a, you know, fact. And but most people that display that kind of stuff are pretty much saying, "I'm only going to be dangerous if you make me." They don't walk in there and say, "Hi there, I'm going to be dangerous." 5 minutes. What the media isn't so quick to report is that all the people in a scene of mayhem such as this one are considered threats until they've been individually searched, and the police would likely not have treated an open carrier any differently than anyone else. The only time officers would have found anyone to be a proximate threat is if they encountered someone with a firearm in their hands. And that appears to be precisely what happened. Several of the 27 casualties, 9 killed, 17, 18 wounded, depending on who you listen to, were fired upon by officers believed to have been equipped with patrol rifles as those bikers fired at police and others. Most of the bikers wisely showed empty hands as the roughly dozen officers on site swept through the scene, disarming everyone they saw with a visible weapon within 2 minutes as the melee began. As a practical matter, it's hard to believe that the outlaw biker gangs are going to practice open carry if it ever becomes legal. As is, no criminal's going to do that. Concealed carry is the way to go with criminals. They like, you know, if you're carrying illegal contraband of any kind, you're not showing it. "Hey, look here. Yeah, those two plastic baggies full of the white powder. That's just sugar." This is logic being applied to a scene, by the way. I'm not trying to seem overly redundant or anything about stuff. Some of these things they keep trying to push, the latest memes they keep trying to push just irritate me. Because of the overwhelming piles of logic and the overwhelming piles of evidence that they run right into happily saying what they're saying, making the claims they make. "If we only had expanded background checks, this would not have happened. The outlaw bikers would not have had guns. They had, they would have had knives and the clubs and the chains with the padlocks on them, though. I mean, does anybody, I'm not sitting around going, you know, I'd rather be crowned with a chain with a padlock on the end of it than shot. I tried to avoid pain in every flavor. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is correct to go ahead with his plans to have Texas join the majority of the nation where open carry is legal. 44 states, he will be 45. This is a good time to be a gun carrier in the United States, too, because with this latest D.C. decision and with this one governor sitting back and completely resisting You know, you see states like Colorado. Colorado wanted to go that way anyway. But then when it became a national thing and Biden came in and Bloomberg came in, it made it easier for Hickenlooper. Morse and Giron and all those others, they already wanted to go that way. But it made it easier for them to ignore their constituents. And their constituents judged them for that, as they should have, and deposed them for that. This governor is doing exactly what he said he would do when he was running for election. He's gotten elected. Something has happened. He's sticking to his position. Very rare thing to see in politics. And it, you know, it's coming from one of the states, so it shouldn't have. I don't know what happens to somebody when they go to the federal level. Something happens to them. They become less. When we get back, coming up on the last break of the hour, when we get back, we're going to look at this gun safety group lie, which I barely touched on yesterday. But I want to take it to its conclusion, because this is another new thing they're trying. They attempt to rebrand something that is quite frankly very evil to consider when you think, hey, we want to help you take care of yourself by making you defenseless. That's what they're telling you. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot, the three guys, Seth, Dan, Scott, that you heard from yesterday, between the three of them, they have over 80 years of ammunition buying experience. They know where to go. They know where the sources are. They know how to keep it on hand. And they keep it on hand, but it's constantly coming in, going out, coming in, going out. That's just the way they roll. But they keep 50 million rounds on hand all the time. That's a lot of ammo. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Let me share with you some headlines and some some stuff that you might find anywhere in the news, anywhere you may go. Coming out of North Carolina, gun safety group begins running NC television ad opposing such and such a law to tell viewers, to tell legislators to not do something. Peoria Buckeye police tout safety after child shootings. Unintentional shootings involving children age 17 or younger, according to data compiled by the gun safety group, Every Town for Gun Safety. Coming out of salon.com, which is a fancy way to spell waste your time while you're on the internet. Gun nuts lose their damned minds. According to independent polling released by gun safety group Moms Demand Action, more than 80% of Oregonians support, from Media Matters for America. On April 13th, Tim McGraw and gun safety group Sandy Hook Promise announced a July the 17th concert in Hartford, Connecticut to benefit from the Washington Post. Following pressure from NRA affiliate, companies rescind. This is where they're taking down all the billboards. All the billboards in Boston. From Media Matters for America. In January of this year, day after my heart attack, conservative media smeared gun safety group the gun safety group Coalition to Stop Gun Violence by falsely claiming that, see, everybody's a gun safety group now. Everybody's a gun safety group. Now, I think of a gun safety group as somebody that will teach you and drill you on the four rules, constantly drilling you on the four rules. When you leave a true gun safety class, you are now safe. You're safer to be around with a weapon. It's really just common sense, but it's reinforced common sense. But that's not what the media wants you to believe. The media wants you to believe that Moms Demand Action is a gun safety group, that Every Town is a gun safety group, that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is a gun safety group. They're all gun safety groups. The Coalition to Stop Gun Violence is actually a democide group, if the truth be told. They believe that if the government does anything to us, that that is constitutional. I may be getting them confused with the Violence Policy Center, because I sort of think of those two organizations as being interchangeable. Violence Policy Center is also a gun safety group. They all believe in... I don't know exactly what they believe anymore. It used to be the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence believed in what we refer to as the monopoly of violence, where the police and the military only have the guns. And now you've got some people that you would have said, hey, he must be a charter member like Michael Moore, getting out there saying, disarm the cops. And, you know, for all intents and purposes, the military's already disarmed. So who should be carrying guns, I wonder? This is a very cynical rebranding attempt by these gun prohibitionist groups and their media allies, and it would be quite funny if they weren't so seriously attempting to undermine the Constitution and to strip you of your rights. Now, it can get quite amusing when you call them out on their gun safety offerings. As you probably expect, none of those groups actually know anything about guns, other than the fact they don't like them. And so they don't have the first foggy notion of how to offer gun safety training or advice. They would panic being in the same room with one. Now, countering them are some actual, you know, there are some actual gun safety groups out there. There's one that was founded by Army officers in 1871 to teach firearm safety and marksmanship. It has more than 100,000 certified instructors. It teaches 950,000 plus students a year. And it's a legitimate gun safety organization. Provides gun safety training to everyone from your child's teacher to your pastor to your local law enforcement. That one is called the NRA. Amusingly, they actually do have offerings that actually do lead to gun safety. golly gee. We have another thing coming. Waco, everybody, you know, Sandy Hook was a rallying point for everybody in the gun control industry, if you will, because they thought this was the one that was going to make everything possible. Didn't work out that way. Now they seem to be trying to make Waco, Texas, one of those things. So, coming out of, where was this coming out of? This is coming out of Breitbart. According to Chicago Now, everybody that owns a gun in the United States should first have to obtain a license to own a gun. You should have to pass a test and get a license, which is what they do in Chicago, which is, you know, this is coming from Chicago Now. According to them, it's hard to tell when good guys with guns will become bad guys with guns. They assume that some of the outlaw bikers who opened fire on Sunday might have actually started out as good guys until they became bad guys in the heat of a moment. Regarding the deaths of those bikers, Chicago Now surmises that many people down in Texas probably consider these deaths to be collateral damage for our freedoms. They're fine with some people dying so they can protect themselves when the U.S. government declares war on Texas. Then they present their ultimate solution, more gun control. They suggest that every gun owner should have to pass a test and acquire a license before being able to acquire a gun. And that's exactly how they do it in Chicago and in all of Illinois. So, how are the testing, the licensing, and other gun controls working out in Chicago and Illinois versus the exact opposite approach to the Second Amendment in Texas working out? According to the CDC, 832 people were killed with guns in Illinois in 2012. That represented 0.006% of the state's population of 12,870,000 at the time. That same year in Texas, 1,324 people were killed with guns. That represented 0.005% of that state's population of approximately 26,090,000 residents at that time. That's just raw numbers. And it's a little bit boring for, you know, but it highlights a very important truth. Texas scenario, in which the people are freer to keep and bear arms, work better than the Illinois scenario, where gun rights can only be exercised after an exceedingly great amount of government oversight and licensing and everything else. It just got defeated in D.C. Gun grabbers. It's like they don't hear what happens around them. Gun grabbers are the least aware of any people I've ever seen in my life, except for politicians who can't figure out what to do. Politicians in various states that get out there and say, well, you know, we haven't had open carry here in South Carolina for 150 years. What about the other 44 states that have it? Nothing happens that you predict would happen. Right now, we've got permitless carry being considered here in South Carolina. Pro-gun people that I know are out there saying, well, you know, I'm not really down for that because... you know, I think there should be some training and some licensing and some background checking on that. Well, I got bad news for you. The criminals aren't going through that. Criminals are not going through that. Let's go ahead and even it up. Shall we? Coming up next from Gun Owners of America is Larry Pratt on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.